you will hear two university students, Phil and Stella, talking to their tutor about their research project. You now have some time to look at questions 28 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 28 to 30.
Right, well, you've made quite a good start. So, where are you going from here?
Well, we've already made the questionnaire we're going to use for the survey. It's quite short, just 8 questions. We're aiming to survey 20 people over a period of 3 months from October to December.
We can't specify the actual dates yet because it depends on the weather. We want to do the survey on days with a range of different weather conditions. And we'll just be working on campus, so our data will only be statistically sound for the student population here.
That's okay. Have you thought how you'll determine what will constitute each aspect of weather, and how many you're looking at?
We decided on 4. The amount of sunshine, cloudiness, temperature and precipitation. We thought we might use the internet to get data on weather conditions on the days we do the survey, but we haven't found the information we need, so we might have to measure it ourselves. We'll see.
Then we've got to analyse the results, and we'll do that using a spreadsheet, giving numeric values to answers. And then, of course, we have to present our findings to the class, and we want to make it quite an interactive session. We want to involve the class in some way in the presentation, maybe by trying to create different climatic conditions in the classroom, but we're still thinking about it.
I see. Well, that sounds as if you're on the right lines. Now, what I'd suggest that you think about, in addition to the work you